I'm having a goddamn blast on tour with this Big Mouth and a Small Town tour. So I've added some dates and wanted to let you know where I'm headed next. March 14th, I will be in Lakeside, Arizona. And then the 15th and 16th, I'm finally coming to Tucson. So if you're in Tucson, I'm coming to Laughs Comedy Cafe. Get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. My good friend Noah Kopfer will be featuring at those shows. He'll also be with me the following weekend when I come to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Grins, I cannot wait to see you guys again. Those are always some of my favorite shows, and I'm sure this year will be no exception. And then I am headed up to my home state of Alaska for the Alaska Before You Die Fest. Anchorage, you better not fucking sit on these tickets. They're going fast. There's a few left. April 5th, I will be doing shows at the Gumbo House. It's downtown. I'm doing an early and a late show, one night only. It's an intimate venue, so tickets are limited. It's going to be out of control. If you've come to my show at Coots before, you know how fun they are. This venue is so much better for comedy. I can't even explain it. Just get fucking tickets. These shows are going to be wild. And then on the 6th, I'm headed down to Homer, Alaska. I am coming, performing there for the first time. Alice's Champagne Palace. And then on the 7th, I will be in Seward, Alaska. So Anchorage, Homer, Seward, we're having a goddamn good time. I'm going to come kill it all those shows because I'm a fucking Alaskan assassin. Am I sorry I said that? I don't know. Listen, Dayton, Kentucky, 12th of April. If you are in the Cincinnati-ish area, Dayton, Ohio, Dayton, Kentucky, this is your chance to see me at a really cool new venue called the Commonwealth Sanctuary. And then I am headed to Portland, May 3rd. I'm headlining the Rip City Comedy Festival. I will be at McMenamin's Mission Theater. You guys, this is a cool theater. We want it to be packed out because of course I want it to be packed out. But also, like, let's have a goddamn good time in this nice, beautiful theater. So come to that. It's going to be a hell of a time. I can't wait to come back to Portland. And then Wisconsin, I'm headed back your way. But this time I'm coming to Janesville, May 17th and 18th. Green Bay on the 19th. And then what up, Florida? St. Pete, Tampa. I'm coming your way. Tampa, I will be there June 2nd. And St. Pete, they're ahead of that, May 31st. Tampa, I'm at Side Splitters. And if you go to the links in all of my bios or go to their website to get tickets, for a limited time, you can use the code JMS and get $5 off tickets. And wherever you are, I'm trying to get people to buy tickets early instead of waiting to the last minute and making me panic, so that if it is going to sell out, it sells out faster, so that I know that, the club knows that, maybe we can add a second show. It just FYI, that helps every artist that you're a fan of. So if you can ever buy ASAP, go ahead and do that. So that's your incentive to buy early in Tampa. And I'll be adding more dates soon. If you did not hear your town, but you want me to come there, head over to my Instagram, instagram.com/JMS Comedy, or just at JMS Comedy if you're using the app like most of us. Click the link in my bio, join my email list. That lets me know where you guys are so I know what areas want to come see me. So do that. I can't wait to get to more cities. I'm having so much fucking fun on the road. You guys have been amazing. People have been buying merch. These audiences have been out of control good, just electric, laughing, having a blast. And I know all these upcoming shows are going to be no exception. So I will see you there. JMScomedy.com/shows to get your tickets. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We're going to have a fucking good time either way. So thanks for listening to this little promo. Enjoy this episode. Ta-ta, idiots.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance is Blessed podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Hey, idiots, we did it. We made it to the top five. And beginning the top five is one of my favorite bitches in the whole world. And I say that with love. She's the fucking shit. Dude, the time I spent in New York when I was living out there in 2018, she may have been one of the cherries on top. In fact, yeah. Everyone from New York that has made it in the top 40 countdown was part of
what made me love New York. So you've already heard Amy Shanker. There's at least one other person coming up. But man, she and I went on some wild adventures and she's just the best. And now she's living in Austin and just fucking enjoying her life. So follow her in the show notes. She's hilarious as fuck. And I love her and I'm shutting the fuck up. We're at the top five, you guys. We did it. We climbed this mountain together. I haven't uncrossed my legs in hours and I'm afraid I won't be able to walk anymore. So please enjoy the fuck out of this episode. Episode number 5 in the top 40 episodes of all time. Sugar Daddy Dumpster Cunts with the one and only Wendy Starling. You guys, I'm with Wendy Starling, comedian extraordinaire, host of the Jammers podcast, which is amazing. Did I say Jam? Is it?
Yeah, it's Jammers,
Jammers, right? Yeah. I'm like subscribed to it. I don't even know. Selfish Help podcast. It's great. And then Old Pros.
Yeah.
Which I haven't heard yet, but I'm meaning to. And I hear it's fucking amazing.
Yes.
I did the live show when you guys did your first live show. It was so fun. She's an old pro herself. She's a new pro at an old pro.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm a new pro, an older person. I am in age. I am older. I am new to the game.
Okay. Wait. So you guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, what do I call it? Escorting?
Yeah. So escorting. Well, ooh,
sugar baby.
Well, now what we call it is something I made up because the SESTA bill just passed, which means.
What is the SESTA bill?
So the SESTA bill is, and I should know what the exact acronym is, but it's the only bill that under this person we've got in office as the president. It's the only bill that
Satan.
Both parties. It was the only like by. Bill that passed like with full bipartisan support.
Oh no.
So SESTA stands for,
I'm looking it up too.
Stop Something Sex Trafficking Awareness.
Boo. So, I'm just kidding.
So what they do is it's under the guise. Yeah. So as of right now, we call it, I made all this up and I've never done it, or I don't do it anymore. It's interesting. I have a conference call on Sunday with the sex worker like alliance and different support groups to talk about.
Oh, there's an alliance.
Essentially, yeah.
I love this.
Essentially, a lion downance. Get it? That was a terrible pun. Edit that out.
A lion downance.
I'm so tired. Whatever. If we're comedians, so this is all jokes.
Yeah, so we can say whatever the fuck we want. This is all a lie.
Yeah, but the sugar baby thing, so that's essentially intentionally dating someone who has a lot of money.
So that they will care for you.
Right. And is cool about helping you out with your rent.
Yeah. Okay.
It's having like a rich boyfriend. That's cool.
But it's just like going in, they know that like part of the reason you're dating them is because they're rich.
They know that the whole reason you're dating them is rich because you make an agreement at the beginning. It's called an arrangement.
An arrangement.
So this is different than emotionally. Because a lot of chicks will go out and they're like, pretend they love a guy and get married and have a
use
kid.
Use him.
And then they.
Oh, an anchor baby.
Right. And then 10 years down the road, they get a divorce and then they take half of their shit.
No. So you're going in honest. You're like, look, I'm not going to take your shit later, but would like some of your shit right now,
right.
Or this is not going to work.
Here's the deal. We both know you're not funny and you're not that good looking, but I'm going to pretend that those things are not true and I need you to help me pay my rent and my Con Ed bill. How's that sound?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. God.
Yeah. It's a very interesting. I mean, there were guys that I met on the site that there were good like 4 or 5 guys that I met on the site.
Oh, you've met 4 or 5 guys from the site?
Yeah. That I would like date. And
if I saw you on a regular dating site, I'd be into you.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah, because I'm not a dumb bitch.
Because we're on this site and you are agreeing to be financially supportive.
And so it's a really interesting thing, the way you can kind of like play with that.
Wow. Is stuff like that set up kind of how regular dating sites are? Like, do you get to be like, here are my, so I don't know if you use Tinder. I never meet anyone from it, but I get drunk and get on it and I'm like, maybe I will. And then
have you never met anyone? You have it on your phone?
I have deleted it several times.
Have you ever met anyone on there?
No.
So you just scroll, you just go.
And then I'll talk to people and then I'll just be like, what am I doing? And delete it.
Really?
I thought that was normal and more people did that, but maybe I'm crazy.
No, I think that is pretty normal. I mean,
I'm a workaholic, I think is what it is. And I go like, oh, if I fucking take time off.
You're like, yeah.
and then you suck.
Well, that's, well, but see, that's the thing with regular dating. I don't have time to date normally. So it's like, and I'm the same. That's everything I do. It's like everything I do, I need there to be a goal or a purpose. There's a higher purpose.
Yeah.
It's helping move me
forward. I can't
forward.
Just be chilling.
Excuse me for coughing.
Oh my God. Is it syphilis? I'm kidding.
I know. but the, yeah, right. Jesus Christ, with a hooker in here. And that's a joke if you're a cop. but you, it's like, it's the same kind of thing. I'm like, well, if I'm going to take time to go out and date and go be charming. And
what am I getting out of it?
Yeah, I need money.
Yeah. And some people go like, well, you know, as a comedian, like some, like I have girlfriends who are comics and guys, I guess, who are comics who will be like, you know, sometimes I do it just because I might get a story. And I'm like, no, fuck you. I don't want a story. Like,
no, and I don't need your stories. I'm funny enough.
I have my own stories. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So how many guys have you met, like a bunch of guys from the site? Like, do you
sorry, I'm like physically dying.
I feel bad
for the people listening to the podcast. So here's and it's everything's
let's,
fine.
Let's fill us in on like your life situation, so, just, well, so people know that that's what's up.
Yeah. So here's what's happening. I'm in the process of moving into a new place in a week, which is hooray, very exciting. I'm finally getting
Yay.
My own apartment. Excuse me, but this is like a horrific. I'm sorry for the editing, but in the meantime,
oh, the editing. No, people are just going to hear you cough.
Good, because in the meantime, what's happening is I'm living in an apartment. I'm subletting a room that has
room is a generous term,
right? It's a for jail. Your dungeon. It's like a dungeon. There's no sunlight, and my roommate smokes cigarettes in the bathroom and like takes a dump in the toilet and doesn't flush it.
What?
Leaves her dishes for me. Oh, it's crazy.
How old is this woman?
41.
What a slob.
Now the benefit to
me in
this,
the future.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, that's I.
You were
the benefit
that.
To me seeing her, and you know, just talking about trying very hard to be zen. Is I'm like, well, this is good. This person is in my life because this is a mirror to myself being like, hey, if you don't get your shit together.
Yeah.
You're going to have roommates and you're going to be, you know.
You're going to be the
leaving
lady
your
smoking
shit.
In the toilet.
Yeah, you're going to be the lady taking shits in the kitchen sink or whatever the fuck she does. I for reals, before I came here to do this podcast, because she's like, oh, I have people staying over. Great. They both have the flu. It's a mom
oh
and a daughter.
Oh, my God.
And like our it's crazy. And so they were, I get up and they were just like in the shower.
Do you want allergy medicine, by the way?
Maybe. Yeah. When we're done. But I go, but so anyway, I brushed my teeth and washed my face in the kitchen sink today before
Jesus.
I came here. It's a real, anyway. So I'm like half dying. What are you going to do? It's all.
We're all dying. Aren't we? Isn't that what people say when you're sick and you're like, fuck you. You
don't.
I feel like shit, you asshole.
Right.
We're all dying.
You know, I'm like, well, but.
Me first.
Yeah.
Please,
God. Please,
save
can I go first?
Me.
I would love to. Yeah.
I volunteer
that's,
as
I'll
tribute.
Take the bullet at a show. I'll take the bullet in general. I'll
yeah,
take
I
a literal
will. Does
bullet.
Anyone have a bullet?
Right. I'll take a metaphorical bullet.
Give me all of the bullets.
Yeah. But so you're talking about the guys, like meeting guys on there?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So like, do you, when you, what am I trying to say? So I guess like a normal person on a dating app will like chat with a guy for a little while and decide like based on the chatting if they want to meet them. Is it the same? Are you like, let me get a feel for this guy online?
Yeah.
And then when you meet them, is it very like, it's because that seems a little scary to me because I mean, it's just like a dating app. Dating apps seem scary to me. I'm
right.
I think afraid of everything, but like,
yeah.
Do you, are you like, let's meet in public?
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to meet in public and then. It's honestly, it's safer to me than when I would be on Tinder or than when I used to just like be like out and just like get drunk and go home with somebody.
That's the funny thing when people are like, isn't that dangerous? And it's like, you've never like gone home and blown a guy from a bar. Like,
right. And that's the thing is, and I, even for me where I'm like, and now I'm like, I can't believe I used to just go out and just like drink and just hook up with people or just like on, because I'm like, or like on Tinder
yeah.
and you just show up to someone's apartment. I'm like, because now.
I've never done that. You're so brave.
Yeah.
I envy that.
Which is, it's not, I don't know if it's brave or if it's, it's being a sex addict. I don't know.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Right.
As long as you come.
You're so brave. You're so brave.
You're
she's
so brave.
She's
she has cum in her hair.
She's drunk in an alley masturbating. What a brave hero.
She's such a free spirit.
I know.
I love that when people call me a free spirit because it's like, oh, you mean slut? Is that
right.
what you're trying to say? It's fine. I know who I am.
Yeah. Free spirit, you mean doesn't use condoms?
Yeah.
I've heard the rumors.
Yeah, I'm filled with spirits. The spirits of all the dead babies right. living inside me.
Right. Oh, free spirit, you mean she'll pay for her own dinner and blow you.
What a woman. She
I
does
know.
It all.
Just time's up, gentlemen. Here, give me the check and your dick.
Gotcha. I don't need you, but
right.
I do a little. But I'm going to blow you anyway.
Right.
Fuck everything. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but here's the big difference. If it, like, is, yeah, so you agree upon Because there's obviously there's an allowance element and there's a gift element.
Yes.
And so you have to kind of have that agreement. Like, what are you looking for?
And do you have that, like, is that on your profile? Like,
no.
I'm a Sagittarius. Or is it like, it depends on the person?
No. So everyone's different. So like my profile, and it's still on there. So, I mean, like we could, I'm not going to like post it up there. But so oh my profile.
Should I make a profile?
Yeah, and my profile is really, I'm really honest on there, and it says like it says I'm a comedian, and I'm like, and it says, and I don't have time to date normally, because I don't have time to fucking text some dude every day and do the regular relationship thing, which is what you're saying about with Tinder. It's like, I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, it's like, I can't just chat about how your day was.
Right. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, now. I get crazy when people try to chit chat. I'm like, right. What do you want?
Yeah, and they just They just say, hey, beautiful, how's it going? Fucking, it's fine. I'm doing shit.
Make a point.
I had a guy that went, just a regular dating guy, that you just like, hey, good morning. Or like, hey, I wish you would like text me. Could you like text me when you get home? And I know we know you get up in the morning. And I'm like, no.
No, what are you, my fucking mother?
Yeah.
She doesn't want me that either. But like, she's the same way. Leave me alone.
Yeah. My mom, I think our moms are very similar.
Yeah.
Just like, no touching.
Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah. The only time my mom cried was never. I've never seen her cry. Maybe once.
Really? Oh, I saw my mom cry a lot, but it was never over anything. It was just like pure mental illness. Like,
okay.
Oh, she'd be screaming and like spill coffee and be like, my life is in shambles.
Oh my God. What if I'm your mother?
Oh my God.
That's entirely possible.
I live in such, I mean, I feel like when my mom was young, if she had been hot, she could have been like you.
It's, well, thanks.
Yeah, I mean,
and right now I'm really struggling. And here's the problem: is I'm going on a date tonight.
Regular date?
Sure.
Okay.
For the purposes of this podcast, sure. No, I mean, it's fine. So this is somebody that I've met that I know from the site.
Okay.
But it's essentially like, it's not, and there's nothing, and I don't mean to like poo-poo, or it's not good, it's not bad, and it's all the same. It's all kind of one big red umbrella is the term, right? So they. With the sugar daddy stuff, there's this, a lot of times they think they're like better. And I started for
like
the
they have this elitism because of the money.
Right. And because they're like, well, I'm not sitting in a hotel room having clients come in all throughout the day, like an escort. So an hourly escort, that would be that.
Yeah. So you're like, we're going out to dinner.
Right.
We're
having
fun.
And I've only been on the website for like a year and a half. So I signed up for it super last minute out of the blue. I had a roommate leave. I was living in Queens. A roommate bailed. And I was like, I have to come up with $1,500 cash. And I was working 45 hours a week at Whole Foods Market.
Fuck.
In Tribeca, taking the train from Queens and
doing
shows.
They are not paying you what they're charging for those goddamn foods.
Oh, no, they're not.
Those motherfuckers.
No, not even partially are they paying. But so I was working there and then doing shows at night. And I just moved to New York and I had no free time.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck am I going to do?
How am I even going to come up with this extra money?
Yeah.
And somebody, this guy I was dating that I met on Tinder, was jokingly, he was like, you should be like, you should do sex work. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And then,
how do you do that?
And I was like, that's dumb. And then I was like, well, am I? I'm like, no. And then as we were drinking, I was like, well, I mean, I would, but I'm like old. I'm like in my 30s. And he was like, no, you're hot. It's still, he's like, you're fun and you're like good in bed and you have fun. And he's like, you think about it. I'm just saying, if you need money. And I'm like, and he was like a businessman.
He was like encouraging you.
Yeah.
And you're like, so are you going to give me money for being on this date with you?
Yeah, I know. That's part of it. I want to just be like, going back in time.
Now he's going to try to charge you a consulting fee.
Yeah, I know, right? He's like, what if he's like, no, actually, you owe me a percentage because I gave you that. That's called a pimp, and that's also illegal.
And that
sir.
Is illegal. Yes. How dare you, sir?
But so when I signed up for it, I was drunk. I signed up for it as a joke.
I love you.
And then I ended up making the money that I needed doing a gig outside of South by Southwest during the comedy festival.
Oh.
So it was very serendipitous. This guy showed up to a bar show in New York and he was like, I love comedy. I'm super rich and I'm just producing shows. You probably know him. I know you know this person.
We'll talk about it off air because I want him to book me.
Yeah. So it was great. And so he like flew me. So sounds like it's in a movie. It was like 2 weeks before. Anyway, so my profile's still on this website. And it's like, I'm a comedian. I don't have time for regular dating. I'm an alpha female in my everyday life. When I'm dating someone, I like to date an older guy. I want chairs pulled out. I like to be really beta and submissive in a relationship.
Yes, me too. Like, not like sub in a BDSM way. I'm not like that. I personally,
yeah.
But like,
Yeah, fucking order my food for me.
Yeah, I'm the same.
You pick the goddamn restaurant.
Yeah, you pick the restaurant, you pick the wine, you pick the food. I don't care. I don't want to make choices.
Yeah. I just want to sit there and chat and you make the decisions.
Yep, I just want to sit there and chill. And that's and that's honest. And so I put that in the profile and it's essentially like, don't blow up my phone. I'll see you like once a week. That's all I have time for. And so that's, and like,
so you're like, if this works, it works. If it doesn't, whatever.
Yeah. And so what you do is you weed out, and putting that on there, I've attracted only hyper alpha males.
Yeah.
That are, and they're all like, the guys I've met are super successful.
Patrick Bateman's.
Yeah. Started their own, a lot of them started their own businesses. So they're really interesting and smart and fun. And so it's like you hang out all day, but it's not this, it doesn't feel, and some people on there are gross and it's like a gross feeling of like how much per hour, like I'll meet you in an hourly hotel and give you $200 and you're like, gross. No.
Yeah. You're like, absolutely not.
No, but then these other guys you meet and they, it's like a nurturing relationship.
They like wine and dine you. It's like fun.
Yeah. Like tonight. And that's the thing is we're going, like, I'm super excited because we get to go to like, we go to a nice dinner. And if I show up wearing the same crappy dress that he's seen a bunch of times, I might, he'll be like, here, do you want to get a new dress?
Oh my God. Get a new dress.
Yeah. Well, this is when I went to this. So now
that's
here's
way more than like, that's, I'd rather hear that than I love you.
Isn't that nice?
Get a new dress.
Well, we went to Turks and Caicos. Okay.
Oh,
when we went there.
This is Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. So now let me clue you into this.
Yeah.
With the Sugar Daddy website, because the guys I met on there, like, I mean, there was, I had over a year where I just didn't take the train. I had unlimited Ubers.
Oh, yeah. Because you just had someone. Like,
I had his credit card. And he's a billionaire. Like a literal billionaire.
Oh my God.
And he used to come to my shows. We had to kind of stop that because he got a new girlfriend. And so we're still friends, but he's just weird. So I'm like, that's fine.
But you've been cut off from your resources.
I know. I mean, what a bitch. I'm like, I have to take the train.
Ugh. You're just on the train in ridiculous furs.
Oh, can I tell you? I took the train the other day.
Don't touch me.
I took the train the other day for the first time, and I like almost fell. It started to move, and I was like, oh, God, we got to hang on.
You weren't used to the train anymore?
Yeah. I had not taken the train in over a year. I swear to God. I was like, I don't even have a Metro card.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
Are you writing this as a film?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because like the girl who like ages out of being someone's like sugar baby and then all of a sudden is like, oh, like if you've been a sugar baby your whole life.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's gnarly. Oh, it's hilarious. When I got on the train and I was like, no, this is cool. I can take the train. I used to take the train. And then I got on it, moved, and I was like, oh, God. And then even trying to, my whole day was discombobulated because I was just like, what do I do if I'm not taking a car?
Oh, how do I live?
Yeah, well,
transfer.
Right. Now, to be fair, the Ubers were the only time I'm alone and taking a nap. But I'm getting my own apartment next month, next week.
Where is it? What's going on?
So I'm
you moving on up in the world?
I am. I'm moving on up to the east side, for real. I'm moving to the Upper East Side.
Oh my God, fuck. I wish I was moving here and could be like, let's be roomies.
Yeah.
You're probably also like, I don't ever want to live with anyone again. Fuck.
I know. Well, I mean, here's what's strange. So, and I think a lot of the kickback that you'll get in emails and a lot of people that I like that I hear from with the sugar daddy stuff and sex workers, one of the big things that is so interesting to me, and even when I started, I was like, I would never do this because I feel like it's degrading.
Yeah.
And it's like the fucking opposite.
Really?
Because
you feel like you're empowered by it?
I feel super empowered. And the dudes that I've met that I've like dated off of there,
yeah,
think I am like the best thing they've ever seen. They worship you because not only like just you show up and they just think you're like beautiful and sexy and they're like, oh my God. And and within the context of the relationship, because essentially when you're like, okay, so this is the arrangement.
Right? Yeah.
Instead of a regular like traditional relationship where you're dealing with like, where's this going? And what does this mean? And what do you see yourself in 5 years? And I want to have kids. And you know, and
you're not worried about that.
You're not. And so you can be like, okay, so this is the arrangement. So when it's almost like playing house.
Oh my God.
And so when you show up and you're like, okay, so we like each other. Great. Okay. Here's the arrangement. Okay, great. So here's this to help you pay for this. Here's this. Okay, great. And then once it's agreed upon, you can like, you're immediately like holding hands and like kissing in the restaurant and opening doors and just like, and you call each other sweetheart and someone.
Oh my God, sweetheart.
I'd be like, sweetheart, darling. And they'll be like, oh, I love everything about your body. And they'll say, I love you. And you don't freak out because it's like, it's all a game.
It's like, oh, you're playing a part.
It's a role play of like, we're in a relationship. And so,
oh my
you
God,
get,
my dream. Cause then it's like, you're not fully committed.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you.
This is great for
dude,
commitment
Jessica,
issues.
You would.
Dude.
Fucking, this is your shit.
Oh my God.
This is my shit. It's great for people with like intimacy issues.
Oh yeah. Cause it's like, yeah, I want that, but not like in a way that's going to freak me out and I'm going to like run because, oh
yeah,
my God.
It's so fun when you know it's like, it's just for tonight. It's just for this dinner.
Just for whatever this is. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And like cuddling and you could do all that stuff and you just like, and it's very sweet and you can do all that, but then it's not like you have to be like, oh God, but what, you know, 5 years from now, I can never be with someone like this in real life. It's like, well, yeah, you're not actually with them.
You don't have to be.
It's fucking dope.
My mind is exploding because I'm like, that is great. Because I'm always like, I'm such a big proponent of like, why can't it be more socially acceptable to just be in love without a relationship? Like, why can't we be in love tonight? And then like, and that's it. You know what
I
mean?
That's what escorting is. That's what being a sugar baby is. That's 100% what it is.
Wow.
For this night, we are in love right now, and you can say I love you.
And you can just be in the moment and then be like,
and it's the most, and can I tell you what it's done is like helped me not only feel better about myself, because like I won't go out on a date with some asshole who's like not gonna open a door or is shitty.
And you like, don't have to put up with that.
Because I'm used to in the last year and a half dating not only, and it's not just that they're rich. But it's someone, but also like someone that they're successful and they're intelligent and they've got all these, their brain just operates differently, right?
Than like what, broke ass comics?
Right. So their brain's operating on this different level where they have this problem. They figured something out in life where they are now hyper wealthy in New York City, which is fucking insane.
I feel like everyone I've dated, like compared to that, like can't even figure out how to open a door. They're like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why they're like, oh, we just like really, we all love living in an open loft space together. And it's like, no, it's because you don't know how to open a door.
Yeah,
because you physically
idiot.
Can't like, open nurt, a door. Nurt, nurt. Yeah, it's a nightmare. But so when you start dating guys who, and you'll go out to dinner, and even if they're like younger, they'll be like younger, like thinner, more attractive women. Not like these dudes that are like with me, like don't check them out. Their eyes are on
they're
you.
They're all on you.
They're so focused on you. And it's a psychology thing that when you invest money in something, it now becomes important to you. A lot of people think it's the opposite. They think, oh, if something is important to you, you invest money in that thing.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite.
When you put money in it,
once you put money
important.
In it, now it's important to you, right? It's like if you bought a $7 pair of sunglasses at CVS and they break, you're throwing your purse, you're like whatever. But if you spent $1,400 of
clutching
your own
a
money,
pair of Burberry sunglasses for 6 years.
Yeah, right. If you spend $1,400 on a pair of sunglasses,
yeah,
you all of a sudden you're like, oh, now I need a case. I need a separate bag for my case.
Yeah, I need a separate purse for the sunglasses.
Right, right, exactly. And so when they are investing money in you, then now you're like this precious, like possession, but in like a sexy way. Not, and you can, I mean, there are people that are into the sub-dom thing, and I'm into that sometimes.
I don't know. I don't think I am. I don't know. I just haven't really gone down that avenue.
Yeah.
But like, I'm a very like sexually, like mildly want to be dominated.
Yeah.
Like, but not in a like.
Yeah. Not to be hit, but you can get
like dirty talk, hair pulling.
Yeah, you can get that. But even, and I, dude, there's this guy.
Throw me out a window, but don't hit me.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Take
my
throw
me out a window,
but don't leave any marks.
I had this guy who he's so fucking hot, dude. And met him on the side. He's fucking gorgeous.
See, this gorgeous. Is what I want to know about. Yeah, yeah. Like you are there. Okay, go
he's,
on.
What? Do you, no, ask me. Go.
Well, just like, have you ever actually like fallen for someone? Not fallen. That sounds corny, but like, you ever like you're genuinely into some of these guys?
Oh yeah, there
right?
are two guys that on the site that I still will like. Well, that you know they'll just text me or email me and check in and see how's it going, and we'll go like meet for a drink. We don't they're not giving me money, but they just want to be like, hey, if you need help, you need whatever, you know, they listen to my podcast and stuff like that.
Oh my God, amazing.
But
I hope they're
both
listening right now.
I know. Oh, they will be. I know one
I
for sure will
fans.
Be. I know one for sure will be.
This, amazing.
He's so fucking sexy. And let me tell you, and he's got this gore, he's so hot that I'm just like, I'm shocked.
You're like, what?
And this is the kind
I'm
of
shocked.
Domination that he brings. And part of the thing too is like, he gets off on helping me financially.
Wow.
So he gets off on like giving me money and like feeding me.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that like some people are like are genuinely into that aspect of
yeah.
it. It's like this weird daddy caretaking.
Yeah.
No, I don't call it weird, but it's like a yeah. specific.
It's so hot. And he's like really, he's very passive in regular life. And then when we get in bed, and he's not like dominant, like he doesn't hit me. It's not super BDSM, but this would be your level of shit. He'll be like, he's like, okay. And he's very calm. And he goes, I'll like get out of the shower. And he's like, okay, take off your clothes. All right, lay down, open up, open your cunt for me. Let me look at your cunt. And I'm like,
oh my God. He says cunt.
I fucking almost just came right now saying that. It's too much. But even that, it's like, it's so,
so powerful.
It's so sexy. And he's very calm. And he's just like, open your legs. Okay, I'm going to fucking, and I'm like, oh my God. It's,
oh my God. He sounds like my gynecologist. All right, just spread your legs.
Yeah, I know. That's why
I'm inserting myself.
Oh my God. Can I tell you? So the Turks and Caicos guys, now, being on the hooker website, which is what I call it lovingly.
Yeah, because it's not.
Because it's not.
It's definitely not hookers, but it's a fun thing to say.
Yeah. Wink. Pause for, hold for winking.
Wait, so Turks and Caicos guy, this is a guy that you see pretty regularly.
Yeah, now this is just a regular ass rich dude that I did not meet on the site.
Oh, really?
But I'm telling you, I think it's a law of attraction.
You spotted him.
It's law of attraction.
Oh, because you get used to a certain thing, and then that's like what you're putting out that you're looking
for. And that's what you attract, right. So apparently,
I'm a magnet for literal garbage cans. They just keep, they're like sliding down the street behind me. I'm like, no.
That's probably why I'm in the apartment, because I was going to escape rooms a lot for a while. So
my wife is an escape room.
Yeah, that's, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm in a literal escape room. I wake up and I'm like, it's dark. Where am I? What the fuck?
Every morning you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm in hell.
Yeah, I'm like, where am I? How do I get out? Okay, I see a little bit of light coming out of the top of the door. All right, I hear a sound. That means someone else is out there.
Oh my God. It's terrifying.
Oh, I know. The only...
I'm so glad you're moving.
Yeah, so am I. It's a pretty big treat. That's like with the Uber thing, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta take the train. I'm like, when am I gonna sleep? I sleep in cars.
You're like, am I gonna fall asleep on a train? Oh no.
Yeah. Oh no, God. I won't. I'm too jostled. But that guy, he's like way old. He's 69.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah, he is. But you like older dudes, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, is that like that age?
Yeah, I mean, I'm into very attracted to this guy.
Wow.
But he's somebody that he's like, I just met him, but it's a weird, because even though like, and I looked, I was like at the end of a day, I was frazzled, but I walked in and I did not look my best. And he's this gorgeous man, very well dressed, and he's very wealthy. But he just started talking to me. But it's a weird thing, because it's whatever you are like used to. So
yeah, it's like it's the universe. I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not, that doesn't intimidate me. Cause, and the other thing too, is when I started meeting dudes on Seeing Arrangements, less, I stopped having one night stands. I just stopped, because I was just like, I thought of dating and having sex and like doing that whole like relationship thing as work, because I was making money off of it.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm not going to work for free.
Right. So I didn't, when I went out,
I'm not
like,
doing 5 minutes on your unpaid show.
Right, exactly. Yeah. 100%. I'm like, I would not. And so you go out and guys would like hit on you and you're like, I don't. It's so great. Cause
also the power you have when you're not interested in men, they're like, what?
Yeah.
What? Like, nothing makes me come harder than just saying no to a late night booty text.
Yeah.
Just like, no.
Yeah. That's one of the most powerful things. Well, that's how the 69-year-old, I think that's how I got him to take me on this vacation.
Yeah.
Because he's rich, but it wasn't where he was like, I will also give you money to hang out with me. He would just take me to nice dinners, and I was just like, I would just blow him off all the time. He flew out to LA to see me for our first date.
Oh my God. He's into you.
And that was in the summer. Well, I may have fucked up. We'll see tonight.
Oh no.
If it's like a breakup. Whatever. I was kind of a bitch on vacation. Whatever. I don't care.
The guy got Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. And he was, I'm like, I got enough money saved up to get my own place. I'm doing we'll talk about it off air. It's real boring. I'm like a short term sublease. I figured out how to get out of the underbelly of society back into being able to get my own apartment.
I'm proud of you. And I want to know about it.
Which is just crazy, because you go, you're like, and so I've been like saving money. And I'm like, okay, so now I have enough money to get my own place. Because what you have to do is, as a comedian, I mean, what's more what looks worse on paper to a rental person, to like a landlord? Comedian or hooker? Like, well, hooker, at least you're making money.
Yeah, you know? Like, at least for sure that's something that you could get paid for.
Right. Because
nobody has to book you as a hooker. You're your own agent.
Right. Can I be? And also, when you get booked as a hooker, no one's just like, here's a couple drink tickets. You're like, no, that is wrong.
Imagine. You can have a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. I fucking cannot with the comedy. I feel more disrespected in comedy.
Yeah, which is like.
Than I ever have.
Yeah, it's hard. It's,
but yeah, it's, I mean, I'm grateful that I did it. It's a really cool experience. And the other thing too is it teaches you, like, cause I fly off the handle. And even when I was in Turks and Caicos,
yeah,
with the dude last week.
Yeah.
And I was agitated. I could feel myself starting to like mouth off and be a real bitch.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute. When someone, and I have like jokes about this on stage, but it's like true with the sugar daddy guys, where they would be annoying and I whatever, and I would feel like I wanted to mouth off, I would just shut that part of my brain off because I'm like, bitch, you're on the clock.
This is customer service. Like, this is...
and that's in the joke, and the joke I make, which is a very funny joke. Feel free to laugh if you're listening to the podcast, and laugh again if you see it live. But I say I'm a terrible girlfriend. I'm a great employee.
Oh my God. Amazing.
I was like, oh wow. I'm like not starting fights. Those are the best relationships I've had are the guys from the website, because there are constraints, and it's like, okay, so these are the parameters.
So then you don't end up having those fights because you're like, nope, we're not going there.
And it's almost like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a fake, it's almost like it's a simulated relationship.
Yeah. So it's like, it also kind of probably puts in perspective for real life, some of the things that like you would fight over are kind of like, what's the point of fighting over that? Like,
right.
So you go like, wait, I don't need to do that.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting because you are like living in this, and it's like an alternate reality. It really is. It's like in a video game, you don't die. And if you die in the video game, you don't die in real life. You're playing a game.
Ah, okay.
So in those relationships, you know, you show up on time and you're in a good mood, but it's like, okay, but you know, like and that's even tonight, like with this guy, I'm trying to put into practice what I would do with the sugar daddy guy.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I woke up, I like don't feel good, but I'm like, okay, so I'm tired. What I want to do is go home and sleep and eat a bunch of garbage. What I am going to do is go to the gym.
Yeah. Do you feel a lot of pressure to like keep up your...
Oh, for sure. You want to look nice.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, a lot of them don't actually give a shit. They mean it's...
But
that's part of your job is to like...
Is to be a presentable partner.
Right. And be like a hot lady.
Yeah. I can do it.
And if part of your allowance is a gym membership to any Equinox in the world...
You better be fucking going to the gym.
You better be going to the goddamn gym.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair arrangement. I would go to the gym if I was an Equinox member.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is like, I'm going
to...
Yeah.
Only to spy on the other people at Equinox, but still.
You know, if only to steal the shampoos and conditioners and lotions. It's all Kiehl's. I've saved so much money on skincare because I go to the gym every day.
Oh, my God. Steal me some...
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Huh?
I want lotion and shampoos.
All right, give me an empty bottle. Listen, all right, give me an empty bottle.
I'll be out back by the dumpster, yeah, having sex with the dumpster.
I'll be out back masturbating, yeah, drunk.
I'm a free spirit.
Yeah. What a free spirit.
It's the circle of life. Fuck.
Yeah, no, it's, so you feel that, and then, but the other thing too is, because I'm honest about doing comedy and what I do.
Yeah.
And they know the schedule I keep. They would be like, get a massage, go get a facial. So yeah. I'd be like, oh, I'm tired. Like, and I'm going to go get my nails done. And
that's
the Turks
taken care of.
Yeah. And the Turks. Yeah. Cause I'm like,
the thing is that's great. The thing with a beauty regimen is that like part of me doesn't do it. And I pretend it's out of like, it's not, none of it's out of fuck the system. It's 100% out of like, I'm lazy and I don't care.
Right.
But like,
it's fun. It's more,
it's also
cool
if somebody else was like paying for it. It's right. Like, oh, suddenly like maybe I would like to get a facial. Like, on my own dime? No, like fucking turn me into an ashtray. I don't care. But like, yeah. Then it feels pampering.
Oh, I know. For sure.
It's not like, well, this is a financial burden for me to get a manicure.
I know. Yeah. Because it's actually not that much money. I thought it was going to be $1 million. And it was like, it was $25 for a mani-pedi.
Oh,
and
I could
like,
do that.
Oh. Like I calculate everything in like drugs. So I'm like, okay. So like a quarter bag of drugs is my nails and toes.
Okay, I could sacrifice that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I could just like not do drugs.
Then you're like, how many drugs am I willing to give up for my beauty?
And then I'm like, huh. And then it turns out if you give up drugs, you are more beautiful. So it's a good trade.
Crazy.
Yeah. But it's like, it's, you know, and that's the other, oh God, that's the one guy that I saw that I don't see anymore. That was the one thing. You want to talk about like, so this is if anyone's getting into this or you want to sign up, this, here's a beware. Here's a danger
yes.
trap.
Yes. Listening.
The one guy, it was like real into drugs.
Oh, wow.
And they're super high quality, top of the line drugs. But that's part of the deal when I would hang out with them. Is like,
to do drugs.
He's got a 4-story penthouse. in the city.
So like, yeah, you can stay at my penthouse, but you have to do all of this cocaine. Yeah. And you're like, I have to stay here and I've never even done cocaine. Yeah. I'm going like, and do this cocaine.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's, you would like it too much. Don't do it.
Yeah. I have ADHD. Some people say it would slow me down.
Yeah. It would actually, that's why I fucking like it.
Yeah.
Because it
chills you out.
Chills. Yes. It chills you out.
I will never try it because hearing you say that and we're so similar, I'm like, absolutely
not. Yeah. No. Well, that's the thing is when I was doing coke with him and then when I like stuff, I lay off drinking and lay off drugs, yeah. I act real fucking manic. I act like I'm on cocaine all the time. Well,
that's also the reason I never tried it is because I'm like, I already get so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just from nothing.
Yeah.
I'm too much for some people. Like I'm like starting fights over like a sip of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's why you and I get along.
Yeah.
Because you're both really intense and we know that it's like where
it's
most
fine.
People.
Yeah.
Most people, my whole life always thought like this bitch is on coke and Molly.
Yeah. People always think I'm on. Yeah. It's also like if you're loving and loud about it, people are like, what are you on? It's like, I'm sorry. Emotions.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm just having a good time with you and I'm expressing myself to you.
Yeah. Some people do not understand.
And also, it's not that I'm on anything. It's that I'm not on the bipolar medication I probably should be on, if I'm being totally honest.
The man's not going to hold me down, pharmaceutical industry, as you're lighting a building on fire.
Yeah. Just like, fuck the system. I'm not taking these pills and I'm not getting my nails done.
Yeah. I'm like literally picking my...
Yeah, I'm doing that right
my
now.
My fucking, what is that, gel off now? I do need to go get a manicure. My God.
Yeah, I'm going to do that today. Yeah, I'm going to do a mani-pedi. It's strange.
I should go do that.
Especially being, because you and I are similar, especially being like a chick that is like, where you're, and I know men do this too, but fuck you, because women are better and it's more important and cooler when we do it.
Yeah.
But when you're like making your way and paying for your own shit and you're like hustling.
You're very independent and like working hard.
Yep. It is a really nice feeling to, you're like, oh, I can see how someone could settle into just being like, I'll be a Stepford wife, because
yeah,
it is really nice to have someone be like, hey, you know what? Take a break. I'm going to take you to dinner. And you're like, oh, and then if you're going somewhere super fucking fancy, and New York is very different than LA. New York is like, LA, you can go to like a fancy place
and be like, I'm cash.
And then like the more homeless you look, the more people are like, is that Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
That's a woman.
That's what happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, everywhere I
always
go.
I think I'm Brad Pitt. I'm like, stop it. No.
Oh, God. People always think I'm Shiloh Pitt.
Oh, my God. Wait.
That's actually.
You do have that like baby face and the blue eyes.
I know. It's
it's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm like, it's beautiful. You look just like my ex-boyfriend who looked like such a beautiful woman. Yeah. Who am I? Am I a lesbian? We don't know.
Who knows? Who cares? And that also works out for these dudes because then it's all playhouse. It's all playing house. It's all it is. But it is nice to have somebody be like, hey, you know, you're going somewhere fancy. And in New York, that's the first time I've ever felt the class, like classism, where it's like, oh, this outfit, which is cute. And I bought it at Buffalo Exchange and it's nice. But in like, oh, these people are dressed up.
This is like, you've been like fancy, fancy.
Yeah. And even
like prom.
Yeah, but exactly. Where you have to, you're like, oh, Jesus. And even like I cut my own hair. But then the one guy that I dated for the longest period of time, and we're still friends and he's great. But I can remember he like sent me to his hairstylist. He was like, go get a haircut. So like I have access and I know all these people. So I have like, I know like one of the best hairstylists in the city. And to be like, go get your nails done, get a massage, get a face. It's such a nice feeling.
Wow. To just like be able to like unwind.
Yeah.
And then I don't.
Right. And if you're like, well, and I'm stressed out because I also have to work this temp job and I have to do whatever to like try to make money to support comedy. It's like, well, now here is money. So you don't have to do that.
And you're like, oh, I can just focus on my art and get my nails done.
Yep. And then you have the day to work and write. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty great. The only problem is watch out for the drugs and alcohol, kiddos, if you do decide to do this.
Yeah. Stay away or be cautious of the drugs and alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like that would also like you couldn't go back to doing regular drugs after you've done like penthouse drugs, because it's got to be like it's going from eating filet mignons to being like, oh, back to this McDonald's cheeseburger.
Right. It's just not
my nose.
Well, yeah. That's actually why I'm congested, because I was in such a rush to get here. And I was like, I can't get in my kitchen. McDonald's is the closest thing. I don't even have time to eat because I got to make a phone call. I guess I'm putting this in my nose.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I was like, plus I've got a date tonight, so I can't eat this, but I do need to consume calories in some form.
Oh my God. That's the thing I think would be hard for me is like, I guess not.
You're hot. Stop it.
I don't know. I got a little baby belly. I'm a sugar addict, which I didn't realize, which is such a fucking, I'm going to talk about it on my bonus episode, but my God, what a lame addiction to be like, oh, I'm having withdrawals from candy.
Dude, no sugar. Can I tell you? if I try to stay away, and this is gonna, I know this is like hilarious, but it's true. I would be like, there'll be times where I'm like, just like doing cocaine all night, and then the next
morning, but be like, not a donut.
No. And I'd be like, ooh, and I wake up and drink apple cider vinegar, and I do like, I brought detox tea with me for my liver and my kidney, and I try to, I love a really bitter tea.
Maybe I have cut one coffee.
Like, I never get dessert. And when we were in Turks and Caicos, it was part of the thing, and my dude really loves dessert. So I would have a bite of dessert with him every night.
Yeah.
And I was like,
the craving?
This is what we were starting to talk about at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
You're talking about the sugar thing. So yesterday, because I'm like, okay, I just got to cut it back out, because I normally don't eat sugar.
Yeah.
At all.
And I've been withdrawing is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But like,
and I know when we opened the podcast, and I was like, I was eating kimchi, and then we're like, and I'm a hooker. But yesterday, dude, the sugar addiction is fucking crazy real.
Cause are you like craving it like crazy?
Oh, last night I made this super healthy salad, and then I worked out. I laid down. In my 30 minute nap is what I was going to tell you. In my 30 minute nap, I dreamt, and my dream was
cookies.
Not even cookies, that I was just eating hunks of raw chocolate. I know my roommate has chocolate chips in the freezer, and so, and I knew they were there.
Yes.
And so, but I was crazy. Like, I'm not going to eat them. I dreamt about just eating handfuls of chocolate chips, and I woke up and I did it. I woke up and I had a handful of chocolate. I was like, I have to do this.
You're like compelled. I laughed one time because somebody told me that Steven Tyler, he'll get sweets at sporting events or whatever, and there can't be any alcohol in the whole place, because if there's even a drop, he'll go crazy and drink it all. And I thought that was the funniest thing until I tried to give up sugar, and I was like, it's not funny. And sugar is fucking everywhere.
Right, sugar's everywhere. Oh, it's a nightmare. Even like how, like, it, you know, when you do like even ketchup,
everything, well, it's like they fill everything with sugar. Yeah. So it's like, right now I've done the, like, which maybe is technically cheating in a sugar withdrawal thing, I'm doing like healthy eating, but I'm not getting too crazy with the labels until I feel a little bit more in control, and then I'm gonna fucking, but it's also like all I'm eating is oatmeal and meat, and
yeah,
but I'm also eating like deli meat, which probably has sugar in
you
it.
Need to eat vegetables,
and well, no, and vegetables,
right?
I'm saying, even though I haven't been,
I am gonna punch you in the fucking face.
Broccoli, I'm planning to cook.
You know, before I was a funny hooker,
yeah,
before I was a comedian hooker, I was a nutritionist and like really? Dietitian and personal trainer. Yes.
Let me ask you this, which has nothing to do with the podcast episode. Paleo or vegan? Does it depend on the person?
It depends on the person. And I would say I would do a combination of the, I think sugar is the bad guy. So I think and we'll talk about this again, and maybe, you know what? See, people think that if you go into sex work, it's because you're a dumb asshole. And it's the opposite.
No.
I'm a very smart bitch.
You're incredibly smart.
I'm a pretty smart lady.
Well, I think that's what's important to show, is that it's like, I don't know anyone who's a sex worker that's like,
no.
I mean, I haven't met all of them.
Well, and can I tell you this? And we are going to go back to this, but I'm telling you, if, as far as with the diet thing, this is a quick hot tip, little bonus tip. Besides fun tips like, don't get fat. Don't do too many drugs with your rich boyfriend that's paying your rent. I'm full of tips.
yeah, she is, for a price.
Hello. With the food, instead of thinking, focusing on what you can't eat, when I was a trainer with my clients, instead, if they were cutting out sugar, I would be like, okay, instead of thinking no sugar, no sugar, which is what I did with the chocolate chips yesterday, I'm
just
like,
just be like, sweet potato fries forever. Just
no,
kidding.
You can't eat those.
Oh, okay. That's, I'm not eating them.
That's a carb that immediately turns into sugar.
I haven't been eating carbs. I've been eating no
oatmeal.
Carbs. I'm doing like, except for the oatmeal. And this is, I'll tell you why, is because I already bought it. I'm too fucking cheap not to eat it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So it was already there when I decided I was going to go keto.
But here's what I would do is, I mean, keto's gnarly because that'll fuck up your kidney.
No, I want to, will it?
Yes.
I want to go back to eating autoimmune protocol, but vegetables are so fucking expensive here. Life is expensive.
I know.
I was trying to just drop weight because I have a photo shoot too.
Oh, yeah. I used to date Sean Rouse.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you know how many people? I've never met him, but every time I'm like, all right, people are like, do you know? You did?
I dated him for like a year. Oh, that was a nightmare. He was an alcoholic and like fucking was like really, really abusive. Even though he could barely walk, he could fuck for like 4 hours.
Why am I like laughing that it's like a man who can barely walk is abusive, and he's like trying to get away from him. He's like, get back here.
Yeah, he's like a crippled person.
he's like emotionally. You with his
cane, his walker.
Emotionally crippled as well.
Yeah, yeah. But, oh, so I know all the, listen, off the air, we'll talk about this.
We'll talk about this. I'm sorry, you guys.
The thing is, instead of thinking about sugar, you go like, okay, I need to eat 7 servings of raw green vegetables. And so if you focus on getting 7 servings of vegetables.
And you just make that, like, focus on that.
And then you're like, how do I do that? Well, okay, so first thing in the day is like, and a serving of leafy greens is a lot of
It's a lot, right?
A lot. So if you're doing that, And then you're like, okay, so I guess I can cook that down and like put that with an egg, right?
Okay.
One egg and a bunch of egg whites. And then, and so you can like cook the greens down and then you know you have an omelet and now that's two servings of greens. Okay, cool. What's okay. the next? So if you do it like that.
If you just like make that your focus, it'll right. keep your brain on something.
Yes. And then, yep. And then, so instead of being obsessed with, because your brain doesn't understand yes and no, your brain just receives images. So if you're saying no cookies, no, your brain just sees just going, a picture
cookie,
of a cookie.
Cookie.
Yes.
Yep.
I know.
Our cute little brains.
Our brains are so, so stupid.
So dumb.
But see, so hookers are not that dumb. But, oh, can I tell you this though?
Yes. Tell me everything.
So with the seeking arrangement, with the sugar daddy stuff, this I found really interesting. And I, because I think when I first signed up for it, and again, if you're going to sign up for it, I can't, I'm not giving tips. These are just fun stories
yes.
that I'm making up because I'm a creative writer.
This is all a fantasy.
A lot of the guys, especially that I've met, are, because there are some guys on there where in your mind you think, oh, you want kind of, you want like a ditzy, like hot 20-year-old.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys, it's like, no, they are married or they have dated women like that, like Stepford Wivey type
of. Yeah, like
of,
they have like a dumb wife because they made that mistake already.
Yep. And so they, honestly, a lot of it is, so much of it is having a, is being a good conversationalist. So much of it.
Wow.
So much of it like, is like.
I just want someone to talk to.
Yeah, they're like, I want to hang out with someone smart and interesting. And they just want to have like, they just want to have a nice conversation. I remember a guy that I met early on. We only went out like 3 or 4 times. He was cool.
Oh, wow.
This was early on. But every time I saw him, it was only like we'd spend the night together.
Okay.
But it was later. It was after show and we maybe get lunch. But it was like
lunch.
I know. It was, he would give me like $1,000 when I saw him. And it was like less than 12 hours.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes one time it was only like 3 hours. And then he got a hotel room for us and we came and we talked, we fucked, and then we went to dinner and talked for 2 hours and then he left and I had like this gorgeous suite to myself and I invited, if you were here, I would invite you out. I invited a couple of my friends.
Oh my God.
I was like, you guys going to come hang out in this fancy hotel room?
Fuck yes. I want to move here just service. To hang out in your fancy hotel rooms.
Yeah. And he's like, order whatever you want. It's on my card. It was amazing. But anyway, I remember I in my mind was like, I should be like a sex robot.
Oh.
And the second time we were hanging out, he was like, I was like drinking heavily. And also I was drinking a lot because I think when people go into sex work, and there's a woman called Lola Divina and she wrote a book called Thriving in Sex Work.
Oh.
So in a lot of jobs there's, you know, you'll have where you, if you're like a barista and you're like cleaning someone's shit out of the toilet or you're like, and you're like, man, most jobs people feel like they're being like shit on or they're like, oh, I'm being taken for granted and my life sucks and this sucks. And sex work is something that is, you have that, but you have these weird highs and lows where you're treated like, you're like, this
a
is
goddess.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Treated like a goddess. You're getting a crazy amount of money for, you know, doing something fun.
Yes.
But then you're also being like, oh, wait, I'm now alone in this hotel room and I've got an envelope full of cash. And the man that we were just saying we love each other, even though we know it's all play.
Yeah.
Is now home with his family or he's whatever.
You're like, and I'm just here.
So it can be there's you feel a sense of emptiness and that can lead
just
to
just like comedy.
I know it's very similar. And that leads to like
depression.
After you see a client or like after a show or whatever. Yeah. You're at a show. The audience is clapping and laughing and they're like, oh, Jessica, you're the best. And you're taking pictures. And you're like, it's amazing. And you're like, oh, thank God I am worth something. I am loved. And then everybody goes home to their family where they watch TV and you're like, I guess I'll just like hang out and then go back to my windowless bedroom.
Yeah.
and so then you just end up like, well, I'll just have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
And that was when I first, it's very similar. They have similar trappings where you have to go like, okay, you're still a whole person.
Yeah. That is not your existence.
Right. Yeah. This is something that you like doing and you love comedy and it's your job and you go out there and those people are enjoying you. When you're on stage, it's not fake just because the people that laughed at you and said they loved you and said you were great just because they didn't.
Just because they paid for a ticket.
Right. Just because they weren't like, you're so great and so funny. Do you want to move in with us?
Yeah.
Like, do you know? They weren't
imagine.
Like, yeah, every couple, they're just like, man, you're so funny. Do you want to get married? Like,
can we take you home? That has happened once or twice, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we, you know, if you were like, you know, can you imagine showing up at someone's house, just like knocking on their door, like, I thought you said I was funny last weekend.
You loved me.
You came to the haha cafe and you said you loved me and I saw you laugh and I looked at your pictures and you tagged me and you can't tell me that wasn't a real smile in the Instagram photo and they're like, Jesus Christ, Lizzie.
What?
So it's like, no, in that moment that was real.
Yeah.
And that was true. but we can't do that all the time.
Yeah.
But it's similar with escorting, especially with the sugar daddy stuff.
Oh, wow.
You know, because it's the same dynamic.
So you have to like take care of yourself.
Yeah. So you have to really watch it. And when I first started, I found myself like they would leave and I'm like, oh, cool. I have this hotel room. And you're like, well, I guess I'll just fill the void with like food and alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's free. So it, but it's a really intense feeling that you have to kind of wrangle. But I remember this guy said to me, he was like, I was like, just fucking tossing booze back.
Yeah.
And like grabbing his dick in this restaurant. And he's hot and I wanted to fuck because I'm like real horny all the time. And he was like, I remember he said, relax, relax. He goes, I think you're hot. He goes, but you have to understand this is more than just about sex. Like, I want to have a conversation with you. Like, I need you to be able to like have a conversation.
Were you like, what? Conversation.
Yeah. I was like, sir, I have conversations for my other job where I don't get paid. No, thank you.
That's not part of the arrangement.
Right. Trust me.
It's going to cost you more for a conversation. Right. Or you should hear my rate for conversations. It's through the roof.
Right. You cannot even imagine. You could not afford a conversation for me. Yeah. No, but that was like an eye-opening thing.
Wow. To go like, oh.
Yeah. Cause
okay.
And it's just, I mean, the respect that I get from the dudes I met on that site, I've never been respected like that from anyone I've dated.
God, yeah. Opening doors. I had one open doors pull out chairs boyfriend and I was like, I gotta get out of here because I had no.
How long did that last?
Almost a year, and I left him because I have issues.
Really?
He was the sweetest angel in the world, but I was like, he's boring, and also I'm not good enough. His family's gonna think I'm trash. Like, it's all, this is like years ago.
Yeah.
But
no,
there was one time where I remember him talking about his brother's girlfriend. He had a brother's wife. This is like so off topic. But like his brother had a wife, they had a kid, and he just called his brother's wife white trash. And I was like, oh, okay. And in the back of my head, I was like, because he was like talking about her family, and I was like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, like if you think that's trashy, this,
right.
Oh. And then he was like, oh, and like my parents had to pay for their whole wedding. And I was like, I don't, my parents don't have any money. I was like, I don't expect your parents to pay for my wedding, but like,
yeah.
He was just this thing of like, clearly he was like, the bride's parents pay for weddings. And I was like, well, we're not having a wedding.
Right.
I was like, yeah. I'm drowning.
Yeah. The classist thing. When I felt that in Turks and Caicos, and that was one of the fights that we had. So this was a really interesting thing. With the Turks and Caicos guy. So with the arrangement dudes, right?
Yeah.
With the sugar daddies, it's different because you go out somewhere nice. But like I said, it's for that amount of time.
Yeah. It's a window.
Right. So you've got, it's like you're, you know, you, it's, again, you just dress up.
Yeah.
Right. You're playing
a part.
Yep. And it's fun and it's great. And you could do that for
it's
that amount of time.
It's fun to get to dress up.
I love it. That's, I'm excited tonight to dress up and like put makeup on and go out to a nice restaurant and they take your coat. Like it's fun. I like doing all that shit here in New York. And
dress
like,
up and go to places that take coats.
Yeah. It's
hold my coat. It's the creek in the cave.
Hold it. Take my coat.
Like, ma'am, please.
It's weird because it looks like Jessica Michelle, but she's speaking in like Thurston Howell.
My coat, darling.
Hold my coat, darling. Lovey, lovey, lovey. Lovey, dear.
Lovey, dear.
Just walk in and throw your coat. Someone will just immediately be like, I guess she's like giving her coat away.
Like, this is a dollar pizza place. Yes, I'll have three. Get whatever you want, darling.
Do you take cards? I have neither card nor cash. It was a joke.
Run!
Just me. My conversation costs 3 slices.
You're welcome.
Run, darling. What about the coat? That's why we gave them the coat. I can't run with that coat.
It's too heavy.
It's much too heavy.
It's a burden. All the pennies in the pocket. Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But to feel that, and that was one of the fights that we had, because in your brain, you're like, that would be great.
Yeah.
And when I'm out with like with the sugar daddy guys, I remember being like, God, this would be so nice to just like
have this life
always. But then with Turks and Caicos guy, when we were, and it was, I mean, this phenomenal luxury resort. Google it, called Amanyara. It was like $20,000 for 4 days.
My God. It's so fancy. I've never even heard of it.
Now I made friends with the resort managers coming to New York next month. And I'm like, oh, you're going to be in town when I have a bunch of shows. Great. So I'm going to try to get a discount, bitch.
And try to get them to have comedy there.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, my God.
We're going to turn this thing. Look, you and me are going to turn this thing around. Then we're going to go there and we're going to find rich old men on the property. We're going to make double money.
We could.
I know.
I'm in. I will invest in this project emotionally.
Yeah.
With their finances.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. But anyway, so we go there, and I would the first 2 days I was like, "This is amazing, this is amazing." And then he was like, "And then he would, I wanted to go to the beach," and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go do tennis lessons. Do you want to go play tennis?" And I was like, "Not really. I want to just go like swim on the beach because it's literal paradise, and there's nobody. All these people in the resort are so wealthy, but they're all like Upper West Siders."
So they don't go to the beach.
No, they get up and they go.
Mean
they
Jews?
Go, they get up, yeah, for sure. They get up and they like go to the gym and they eat the breakfast.
So
and
they luxuriate over breakfast, which is my dream. My wet dream is just being like holding a cup of coffee with two hands and being like,
That was my favorite part of the morning because they do breakfast service like from 7 until 11. And so I would wake up and like get up and do yoga on this deck, and you're overlooking like a private pond. It was fucking crazy. But anyway, it was in the first 2 days, I was like, this is phenomenal. And then the third day, I was like, okay, I feel rested and rejuvenated. My sinuses are cleared. I feel great. I've got all the New York gunk out of my system. And then I was like, all right, I guess I want to write. So I had my laptop out, and I was like, you know, wanted to swim and meditate, and I started working. And he was just like, he's like, you're going to the beach? I'm like, yeah, come with me. And he's like, oh, the sun bothers my skin. I'm going to just sit in the room and read. He's like, I'd really like it. He's like, I go, okay, well, I'm going to go write. I'm going to go sit by the pool or go to the beach. He goes, okay, just, you know, be nice if I could just have you here. Can't you just write in the room? And I'm like, but I want
sunshine.
But that's part of the deal is like,
you're like, oh, bitch,
you're my accessory. And so that was one of the fights we got into.
People don't even see you in the room.
I know. But he wants you there so he can look at you. And he didn't even want to have sex that much.
He just wants to like have you around.
Yes. And I was like, oh, I see what this is.
I'm a nurse.
Yeah. That's I'm like, oh my God, I'm a caretaker.
I'm a sexy, sexy nurse.
So now I am going to charge you because I don't charge him. He's not a client.
He's just a guy they're hanging out with and it's fun. But I also feel like.
But it was too much. And that's when we got in a fight because he went to go. I was like, well, I'm going to go to the beach. And he goes, oh, well, you don't want to play tennis. And I said, no, I don't. I'm like, are you and I going to play? Because that will be fun. I like playing games. He goes, no, I hired a tennis pro to just like help me with my stroke. And I'm like, oh.
Do you play tennis normally?
You say stroke. See, I'm a swimmer. And yeah. I'm like, and he plays tennis all the time. He goes, well, I paid for this for an hour and a half. I figured we could each do 45 minutes. And I'm like, oh, I thought you meant just like you and me play a game.
Of tennis.
But I don't actually care.
About my swing or my stroke or whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. So I didn't say it like that. I said, oh, I'm not really. You do that. I don't. And he's like, just come with me. And I said, oh, I'll just go to the beach. And he goes, just come on. He goes, just. So I literally was sitting and I took a picture and I was like, I'm going to make a painting about this.
I love you.
Because I was just like so irritated. I'm sitting there in this gorgeous resort.
Yeah. And you're like, I want to be at the beach.
I want to be at the beach. And I'm sitting there just getting a tan in a bikini with this big sun hat on, watching this old man play tennis with this tennis pro, bored out of my fucking mind.
Okay. But like, if you're not technically on the clock, that's weird. I guess it's just like that lifestyle of like, but he's still like paying for everything.
Right.
Yep, but part of me goes like, can't you go like, no, bitch, I'm my own person. But I guess like that is such a weird place to be when someone that it's just like, even if I owe someone $10, I feel like I can't. I have to like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and you're in this fucking
You have
fancy
to watch them play tennis.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I would leave. You're at the creek. Oh, God, I got to. Well, he's playing pinball. He's stuck playing pinball. I got to. I owe him $10. I have to watch him play this game.
Yeah, I have to pretend I like it, too. Like, ooh, oh, wow, what does that mean? Oh, you hit the light thing. Oh.
Cool. He's like, I owe him $10. Plus, he's been holding my coat the whole night. Like, but yeah, that's what we got in the fight about. Because he was like, he goes, are you sure I don't want to play? And I'm like, no, it's fine. I don't. And I was like so irritated. And he goes, he's like, well, you look great. You look great, darling. And I said, and I go, well, that's what I'm here for.
I love you. And in your big hat, I can just picture it. Well, that's what I'm here for.
That's what I'm here for. And I had like, I took a picture of my foot and then I had my notebook and I was like, I'm sketching. This is very emotional. And it was just like this perfectly manicured toe on this. It was, but I was just like this very trapped. I wrote some real emo title. I'll put it up on my Instagram.
I'm sketching.
I'm
and then it's just like a stick figure of an old man being lit on fire. I'm an artist. Like you're beating him to death with a tennis racket. wait, there was something else I wanted to ask. Okay, wait. So I feel like I know more about the existence of this whole arrangements and stuff, like more because of technology, like that's a thing. Do you think it's gotten more popular and then there's like a more positive cultural attitude toward, or you think it's just like more It's just a different way of accessing a thing that's always been there.
I think it's a different way. It's like an easier way of accessing something that's already always been there. Because I know in L.A. they have, and I didn't realize this. In New York, they kind of talk about the seating arrangement things. But in L.A., they've got fucking giant billboards for sugar models.
Well, I see it. But it's like I've also looked over the shoulder of my male friends just on Tinder. And I'm like, oh, that's what the girls look like on Tinder? Why am I even trying? And then it's like, I can't imagine in LA what these fucking
sugar models,
supermodel
like.
Sugar babies,
right?
Like that. It's like, what am I? What would I be on there for? It's like, are you seeking a sugar troll?
I have great conversations with you. I have two different sized boobs, but I'm fun to talk to.
Yeah, she's tits are great because then you can pretend like you're with a different girl.
Oh my God, it's kind of, maybe that's what men are in. Like, I feel like every guy that's ever into me is like confused. Like, they get into my personality and they're like, why do I want to fuck her? Like, they're like, their brain's like, I don't understand.
I feel like, but it's crazy because, dude, I think I have to give off the same vibe. Like, I always joke, I'm like, my look, my aesthetic is like, I dare you to fuck me. I dare you, bro.
Yeah.
Just because, and it's not that we're not like real sexy ladies. And if you're listening and you're a guy and you want to send us money and just, you know, you don't even have to take us out on a date. You can just send us money.
jmsingle@gmail.com for PayPal.
Yeah, wendystarling@gmail for PayPal. I don't care.
We're also on Venmo.
Yeah. Oh, for sure on Venmo. Same thing.
Subscribe to my Patreon.
Right. So if you're, I mean, for those of you listening, we're very beautiful, sexy women, and we're in our lingerie. We've been having a
I was going to be like, should we do this in our underwear just to be like ridiculous? And we did.
Yeah, and we did. And we've been having a pillow fight and painting our nails the whole time we're doing
it. Yeah, and the pillows are pink and they're fluffy. Okay.
It's amazing. There are feathers everywhere. I can't even see Jessica right now.
It's snow. Oh my God, it's snowing. Snow angels. Pillow snow.
Oh, I love a pillow angel.
Yay.
But a lot of the things are like, and a lot of, there are some guys that are into the super like plastic over like these perfect like, you know, looking
LA.
Women. But
Barbies.
Some of the dudes, I'm telling you, there's a guy, and this was the crazy thing. The two of the guys that I saw for the longest period of time from the site.
Yeah.
The one was married. The other one ended up with a girlfriend. And for a while, I was the mistress, and then that stopped. The one that's his wife, super thin, like perfectly Botox face, giant fake tits, really pretty. And where I would
so
be
great
like,
for photos.
Right. So she's this really petite, like gorgeous, very put together, perfect looking Manhattan woman. And he, this is the hot one that like, I mean, he would like, I would see him for 2 seconds. His dick is constantly hard around me. When I would see him, his
Daddy.
Dick was always hard. And I would be, you know, I remember I saw a picture of his wife one time on his phone and I was like, oh my God. And I remember I thought like, how is he attracted to me when he's got that wife that's so hot? And like, not that I'm like gross looking, but I'm but I'm taller and I got like broad shoulders and I'm more of like an athletic broad and I don't have big tits and I'm not super skinny.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
Thanks.
But it's also just like such a different thing.
Right.
But I think at a certain point, men are like, anyone in a relationship, not even men, I think it's like, you just want to fuck someone else.
Right. Yeah. You're just like,
you're like,
just
can I
anything.
Skin your face off and put
that's,
another one
that's
on there?
And
like,
and that's our angle, babe. That's our angle. So we go, especially on this resort. Here's the
angle.
Oh, yeah.
Angle. It's like, I'm different. Yeah. Like I'm sliding in.
Look, I may not be much to look at.
Just
but
covered in cheese.
I mean, just covered in Velveeta. I may be covered in cheese, but guess what? I'm not your wife.
I'm not your wife. Yeah, I look like an ordinary girl, but you know what? My pussy doesn't feel like your wife's. Get in there, buddy. You earned it, maybe.
Yeah. I think that's a great marketing angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I may not be hot, but I'm not your wife.
Yep.
I want to just take photos together and just put that as captions.
That's hilarious.
Like, we may not be hot, but we're not your wife.
Dude.
You know what? Sometimes I feel like that's the hottest thing about me is that I'm not someone's girlfriend. That they're like, hey, you're not the person I fuck all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's 1,000,000%. Oh, that's what's the hottest thing about me, especially on the site. That's one of the hottest things about me. You're not the same bitch I see every day.
Yeah.
And I mean that with all the woman solidarity. Look, here's the thing. And before I get, because I'm talking about dating married guys or guys with girlfriends.
Yeah.
Something that I said out of the gate, like the 69-year-old, the Turks and Caicos, is not married. Okay.
Oh, he's just a free baller. Yep.
He's just a free spirit.
Yeah, he's in the alley just, jerking off,
just
drunk.
Masturbating on his slices of pizza, drunk in an alley.
You don't need those, sir.
That's actually where I met him. That's why I felt so comfortable with him. I'm lying. I'm saying he was.
Hey, this is my alley. And right. He's just in a nice suit for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like,
downtrodden.
This is going to be great. When I say he flew out to LA to see me for our first date, he was shipped out there for a rehab. They're like, you're going to Promises.
You mean a luxurious getaway? Please.
I fucking can't with that. I know. I might start doing drugs again just to go to that place.
Just to be sent there.
Just
by
to
someone.
Get a vacation, do you know? But with the guys, and that's when the guys that I met were married, I was very explicit where I said, look, I do not want to marry you. I'm not trying to break up your marriage.
Yeah.
That's not what this is. So, and I had one guy that I only went out with like 4 or 5 times, but he started to say things to me. He's like, you know, I filed for divorce from my wife and like, we don't get along anyway. And my kid's about to go to college and you can move into my apartment. And I had to be like, no.
That's not the arrangement here.
I don't want to marry you. I'm not trying to fuck your woman's shit up.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you know, and it's like, and I'm not trying to take away, like, but if you've got extra money that you are going to spend on some bullshit to make you feel better, give it to me.
Give it to me. Yeah.
Fucking give some of it to
me. Feel better by knowing you're helping me.
Right. You know, you're supporting the arts. Go back in time. All the great artists.
All the great artists.
I'm going to pause to throw another wink. All the great artists. I mean, but if you look back in time, they all had like benefactors. It's like in the Renaissance.
Investors.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
it's like. People like I've had a million people. That's a lie. Not a million. But I have had probably at least 10 people in my life be like, if I could just invest in you, like if I could gamble on someone's future and then making it in comedy, I would put money in you. But it's all been very poor people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you. You're so kind. But everyone knows Salvador Dali was a known prostitute.
Yeah. Duh.
I mean, what do you think the mustache was for?
I know.
Rim jobs. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God. It just got so dark in here.
I know. So with the marrying thing, that was a big thing as I had to just be like.
Was that hard for you? Did you have like a moral compass at all where you were like, eh?
No, because my issue was like, don't break up your family.
Yeah. You're like, if you can't handle this.
And a lot of times, and not to be like, not that I'm like this total poly, but I also, the one guy that I was with for the longest time, it was a polyamorous thing where I was the main girlfriend and he was dating 3 other women.
Yeah. And you're like, well, that's known.
And I was like, and we all knew
but
about
you were
it.
Like his girlfriend?
I was the main girlfriend. And okay. I was like, and a lot of people are like, that's gross. I'm like, that's perfect for me. And you're going to be on board with this too.
Yeah,
as
like,
a comic, we're out at night.
I can't fill all your needs.
Right. I can't go out to dinner with you every night.
I don't want you resenting me.
No, we're
for
doing
having
shows.
A drink.
We got other shit to do. And so it's like, I'm like, I can give you 1 night a week where I'm there early. You know, where I can take like a night off and I can be there at 7 o'clock and we can go have dinner. We can do that. But the rest of the time, I'm either going to be at shows or at mics or at the gym or working. I can't ever, because if every night I'm supposed to be at dinner with some asshole.
Yeah. You're not doing what you want to do.
That's half of your day.
Yes.
God, 7
just
o'clock.
The getting ready.
Yeah. And then because if dinner's at 7, you got to start getting ready like at 5:30.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's ambitious. I'm too ADHD. I'm like, 7. I better start getting ready at 2.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, I've worked.
I might fall asleep halfway through getting ready.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sleep in the car on the way to go see him.
Oh, God. I
but
love
like,
you.
Yeah. No, it's, but so with the poly thing, it was great because he would be like, see his other chicks.
Yeah.
And I would come back after shows at like 11 or midnight and he would have already like gone to dinner with one of the girls or they like had dinner at the house and they like already fucked. And then I would just be like, okay. And so I get home and he's asleep.
And you're like, all right.
In the top of his penthouse. And I would walk in, do a little cocaine sometimes and just be alone in a giant penthouse. And I would just listen to podcasts and write.
Oh my God. Just fucking, you're like, I'm so creative.
TV. Yeah. And I would just, because you're in this like palatial home.
And that's what a,
in New York,
it's like, the space around you, the way it influences your ability to just create or
yes.
feel is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's coming from someone who has been writing an incredible show in this cave. It's not a cave, but it's a tiny room. But yeah, no, having just a great environment, it just stimulates.
It does. Because you.
Everything.
Because it's you're relaxed.
Yes.
So a relaxed mind is a creative mind. That's
yes.
like the number one thing. So if you wake up, and that's with my apartment now, that's the problem is I wake up every day and it's literal panic.
Ooh.
I wake up and going like, I got to get out of the situation. So when you wake up and you're panicked, that's not good for creativity because instead of me being like, what's like a funny angle for this joke or like, maybe, well, you know, what could be a fun like script to write, or what could be like a fun nude project for me to
you're
do
just
that
like,
I can do? I'm like, I gotta move.
Yeah, and it's like weighs on you so heavily.
Yeah, and so to be even like the luxury of being like in a nice apartment like that, or like when I get a hotel room, you know, like if I meet one of these guys and they'll be like, okay, and then we're together, and then they leave, and I've got this. I get so much work done.
You're like, let me get a late checkout.
Yeah, always. I get so much work done because you're like, huh, I feel like I can breathe. My needs are met. I'm not like, you know.
You're not like, I don't want to get the fuck out of here.
I don't have to send a group text before I want to pee or brush my teeth or take a shit. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Ugh. God damn. That's
but
crazy.
Yeah, but the poly thing is pretty. So like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And as when I was the main girlfriend, I was like, that's great because I can't be there to meet all your needs.
And see, that's how I feel like sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and I've got like more than one friend.
Yeah.
And I understand, and everyone's different. So some people are like, no, I want a primary partner and this is my partner and that's great. Well, like you were saying, like if you're with someone for a long enough time, you want to just fuck someone that's not that fucking person.
Yeah, you're just like anyone, get in here.
Anyone that's not you.
Yeah.
So... which is a very sexy thing to say to someone. Why?
Hey, you're not the guy I fuck.
Yeah. Oh, you're pussy. So what, are you attracted to me? It's not even that it's you. It's just that you're not that guy.
I'm attracted to the fact that you're not the one person I fuck all
right.
the time.
Yeah. That's
now shut up and make me come again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, with the married guy, like he was like healthy enough state of mind that it wasn't like the one guy who was like, I'll move you. And I'm like, no, that's not healthy. I'm not going to be with you. But this guy's like, I'm not going to leave my wife. And he said, I want to have more love in my life. Like, I just like to experience human connection and affection. And he's like, I've been with my wife for like 25 years. And he goes, to be honest, like, you know, and we get along and it's fine, but she's kind of a bitch. And she always tells me I'm a piece of shit husband, but at least I'm faithful. And cause he's,
and that's so funny.
I know. And he's a very sweet guy and he's a successful CEO, but he's just a little, like mildly autistic.
Yeah, well, as a lot of people in positions like that are.
Right. And so he just like, she's got this kind of domineering wife. And I, when he and I went out one time, we like went out to, the first time we went out to a restaurant, because in the bedroom, he's so dominant. We went out to a restaurant and he's like, okay, so now where are we going? And he starts fucking on his phone. And I like felt my, I was like, oh, I see why his wife yells at him. Because I was like, okay, get it together. We got to make a decision. It's not, we're in New York City.
Yeah, you're like, get off. Pick. Yeah.
Make a decision. So I could feel that. But like, so that, but to have that discussion, a lot of times having a mistress or a side piece or something, and especially the money, the allowance, what that does, it's very smart, I think, for guys in relationships that don't want their shit to be blown up. Because if you just go out and meet some chick at a bar and you're like, ooh, now I'm having an affair, and she shows up.
That bitch can just be crazy.
Yeah, fatal attraction, your ass, right? And then she could call you and text you, and I thought, but with the money exchange.
You're like, there's an arrangement.
Yeah,
it's and like, that we're is together. That I'm not going to fucking ruin, break down your household.
Absolutely. And so it's kind of nice. And I think a lot of times that can actually help a marriage stay together because then the dude's more relaxed and it's like, okay, this is not my only, it's like, oh, I'm just getting constantly beat down by my wife. Or I got
to,
you know, this.
Yeah, then you're like not becoming resentful because you have like a thing to, an outlet.
Right. You have an outlet. You have, instead of, you know, instead of golf, it's just like, you know, my pussy.
It's just my pussy. But, you know, get the clubs in there.
I know.
Where are the balls at?
Do it.
Hole in one, maybe two. What are we talking? What kind of arrangement is this?
Hole in three. Hole in three.
Pew, pew, pew. That's amazing. Fuck. Fuck, there was something else I wanted to ask. Oh, okay.
You're like, what is your password for your profile?
Yeah, I am going to make money on your account.
What is your password for the site? We could do like a tag team because we look related.
Oh, my God. Should we?
We could totally. We could do it. Would that be funny if we did like a mother and daughter team?
Wait, someone would be really into that.
Yeah.
Could we?
Yeah.
Not that we're going to, if you're listening to this, mom.
Yeah, it's a joke.
We
could totally, or like sisters.
Sisters.
Sister.
We are sisters.
We're sisters. We're kind of manly, but we're not your fucking wife.
Hey.
Sitcom.
Oh my God.
I'll think of a better.
Scissor Sisters has already been done, but it's probably also offensive. Do you ever, sexual health.
Yeah.
How do you?
I have AIDS in my face. I have sinus AIDS.
It looks great on you.
Thanks.
Do you, just fucking, how do you like regulate on the guys specifically? Or is it just like be safe. And then
so I get tested and then I use condoms and it's great with these dudes. Here's the other crazy thing that with the guys on the site, and sometimes they'll be like, here, if more money, can I not use a condom? And it's like, no. And even though I'm not an hourly escort, it's like they understand that I'm on the site.
Yeah.
And I'm not monogamous with them.
Yeah, so you're just like, you're like, even if I was just dating you and it, there was no sight, like
I would still be like, we're using a condom. But can I tell you, guys on that I've met on the site don't push for the no condom as much as some fucking dude at a bar.
Yeah, well, because it's like, also a lot of them are so rich. It's like, what if I fucking
get pregnant?
She could try to trap me with a baby.
I know.
They probably want condoms.
Right.
And also it's like they not in like a grow, like they don't know where you've been. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
they don't
when
know
people
where
are like, let's just not use a condom. They're like, come on, I'm clean. It's like, how do you know my pussy's not a dumpster? Like,
right,
what are
absolutely.
You?
Yeah. Like, and it's people.
It's not, but it could be.
Right.
If I wanted it to be.
Yeah. You try me on that. I dare you.
Test me.
Yeah. See, we'll see whose pussy's not a dumpster.
Come at me, bro. Come in me, bro.
Come in this dumpster, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my pussy is like a dumpster. Yeah. But guess what? It's not your wife's pussy.
Yeah. Get in this dumpster cunt.
Oh, dumpster cunt.
That's fun.
Dumpster cunt twins. That's the show.
Yes.
Like workshop dumpster cunt twins.
Dumpster cunt twins.
DCT. That's cute. And having had access to the sexual, to answer your question, condoms, use condoms. And they don't.
And nobody's weird about it. They're like,
nobody's weird about
they're
it.
They're cool.
They're almost weird if you don't have like condoms.
Yeah. They're like, why
it'll
would
be
you
like
not
the first
have
condoms?
Thing.
And
do you have an assortment? Do you have a smorgasbord of condoms?
Yeah. Well, I use Skin condoms. I don't know if you have a sponsor for your podcast.
Oh my God. SKYN.
Yes.
Is that the lambskin?
Yep.
Ooh,
but I got this.
Creeps me out.
But the Skin condoms, I got a bunch for free because my friend's podcast is sponsored by them. So
your podcast should be sponsored by them.
I know. Well, yeah, Old Pro should be.
Raindrops on roses and lambskin on dicks.
But yeah, no, that's a great idea. Once you have access to, it's crazy because even though my living situation now is not the best, I've been living this in this double life in the last year and a half in New York where I'm not exaggerating when I tell you I'm like, a third of my time, if not half, is spent in like the upper middle class,
like luxuriating
1%. Where I take a car, was like I was, you know, now I'm like bouncing on the train, but like where I would like get in an Uber everywhere. It was car service everywhere,
Uber everywhere,
Uber to Equinox to dinners, and having access to all this stuff and the vacations. But it's interesting because your brain, like,
oh my God, you ever like an arrangement ends but you keep seeing someone, or are you like, nope, we're done?
No.
So there's no like hookups, like when I worked at Carl's Jr. and I'd give my friends free fries?
No.
It's like, okay, I'll slide you a little butthole, buddy.
Yeah. No, I did once. It was kind of like an extended where I stayed the night.
Okay.
Where I was gonna leave.
Mm.
But then I liked him, and so I would just like stay the night and like not charge him extra.
Yeah, that's such a great way to look at it, that it's like, well, I'm going to stay the night and also not charge. Like, you just impose yourself on someone. You're like, I'm going to stay. And they're like, why is she staying? You're like, and I'm not going to charge you. And they're like, I guess I'm getting a deal.
Yeah, I know.
She's not leaving.
Yeah, I know. It was a great deal.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I got a nice bed. My roommate sucked and it was in the summertime and that AC is expensive. Because he was like, and I'm like, well, I can't stay the whole, I have to leave after like 3 hours. And he was like, okay. And he was bummed. He wanted me to stay. And so he's like, okay, well. All right, and we're laying there cuddling, and then I was falling. I'm like, he's so hot, and like, there's AC, and he's like, I'm like, I could probably get free breakfast in the morning, and I'm like,
does your mind just think in like that, in just like that present based scenario now? Like, you never like lay with a guy, and you're like, what if he was my husband?
Oh no,
this could be a real pearl necklace.
No, but I do think about free breakfast in that voice. I'm like, what should I have? Hash browns or eggs?
Oh my God. I want a life where that's all I think about is like, what will I have for breakfast? That's all. That was on my regular dating profiles. It was like, let's get breakfast and talk about our flaws. I can't believe I never used the dating apps.
Breakfast is one of my favorite. And that's when I got back from vacation. That's something that I've been trying to implement. And it's kind of difficult with our schedules, but and not having a window makes it difficult to wake up. But that's something that I'm going to start implementing, is like waking up and like having instead of like spending money on booze and food at
having
night.
Having a nice breakfast. I'm only here for another month until I figure out a way to like come live here forever probably. But like I will do breakfast with you if you.
Do you want to, and I know this, you know, you might want, but do breakfast, going to a diner bar at breakfast at like 7 a.m. is the fucking better than a regular bar, because you sit there and it's like old dudes reading paper.
It's
and the
my
news
favorite
is
thing in the whole world. And I like, I've always felt that, but like going on the road a bunch too, and I'd just like be driving through the night and shit, and then I'd just stop even at like dirty diners. But like, just fucking like enjoying my 2-egg breakfast. I'm like a 95-year-old man with my breakfast. I'm like, oh, yes, this is all I look forward to every day.
Yeah, the breakfast is a smart move.
Okay, you guys, there was a little like edit out, and that's because we started getting like really crazy into business ideas that we can't share but are very excited about.
Ha, yeah, and you just have to follow us on social media.
Yeah, you're just going to have to follow everyone. And you guys know where to follow me, at JMS Comedy, but I guess let's just plug your stuff.
Yeah, hello. Plug my stuff. I'm going to charge you for that, sister. No, joke about my butthole and my pussy.
we are plugging it up, you guys, with, I have $5, so I can't do much plugging.
I got $5 and I will hold your coat. Let me put a finger in your mouth.
Let me do something, please. My God.
Let's see. So my Twitter is at Wendy Starling. It's WendiStarling.
It's wonderful.
Thank you. Instagram is at WendyBird82, because that's year I was born. Fuck you, Hollywood. I'm old, but people are still paying for my pussy.
I love you.
I mean, they were.
I love you so much.
Yeah, I put my real... I'm 36 and I don't care.
And you look amazing. Mm. I feel like you and I look the same age.
Yeah.
And I'm only 27, Hollywood.
See, look at that. Me too.
Hashtag me too. Yeah.
Hashtag me too. Hashtag time's up. And by that, I mean I've stopped aging. I'm 27 forever.
Time's up is my career. And they're done with me. They're like, sorry, we're not casting any grandmothers. Wendy, wait, so your podcasts are Old Pros.
Yeah, the Oldest Profession I do with Caitlin Bailey, and we talk about all things sex work. We break down the history of sex workers from the beginning of time and discuss, go into more in depth and different themes. We have guests on.
I love that. So if you like this episode, you gotta check that out.
Yeah, go listen to The Oldest Profession. And also, we're trying to stay up to date on all the laws that are being passed, where they're essentially just trying to like stifle and shut down. It's not just sex work, but people like that are supporting sex work and making like something like Craigslist would be fined if they find an ad for something that looks like it might be
sex
prostitution.
Work. So the website would get in trouble.
Right. So, I mean, so we're trying to stay on top of that and like those laws. And so as far as like activism, to be able to let, I mean, because anytime that like whores' rights are being attacked and prostitution, sex work, because that's literally the oldest profession. It's the first job. And it really is. That's like a step in limiting like women's freedom of movement.
Yeah.
If you look, and then this is the more I've learned, and I never really paid attention. So that's the one great thing about the show, is not only is it like entertaining and like we're funny and stuff, but to learn about that, and then you can see the history, like the patterns throughout history, and now with like the guy we got in office and what's happening, you're like, oh, we can see that this is like, when the whores' rights get taken away, that's when they then come for, okay, and now birth control, and now women can't do this. And it's like,
and now nobody gets to work, but you also don't get money for not working.
Right. It's crazy.
And then we're forced to start getting married again, you guys. Is that what you want?
Yeah. Is that what you want? You want me watching some asshole play tennis on an island?
Yeah.
Actually, that sounds pretty great.
Well, I mean, it's not all bad, but
as I'm just picking the dead
flakes. But it's like, I didn't hold on to my pussy's virtue because I didn't plan on getting married, and now I'm just going to have to hope I can wrangle someone in with what's left of these lips? No.
Right. Well, but see, now there's a benefit. If you get them stretched out just enough, you can literally wrangle somebody with your pussy.
just like a lasso.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just
get over here.
Yeah, get your clit out like a lasso. And then spit on just the tip. It's like a sticky. It's like a fly trap.
Que bella.
Right. So you got to either keep it real tight or just really blow it out. Tight pussy or blown out pussy.
Mine's still tight, but that's the only... I should believe in God, but
yeah.
I
got a real tight pussy. That's a fallacy, and I know we're...
They snap back.
I know. And if you're getting fucked properly and you're coming, your muscles are flexing, and guess what that's doing? Making it tighter.
Working it out. Yeah. Oh my God, that fucking... When you actually come, the pulsing. Yeah. We come just like you guys, sort of, but we don't squirt.
Yeah,
I mean, I do squirt sometimes, but
yeah. I like, we're both like, so we don't squirt. We're like, no, we do squirt. Anyway, did we mention we both have Patreons and our Venmo?
Yeah. We are accepting money. I have heavy medical insurance.
Oh, wait, I'm squirting right now. That's actually why we had to make the edit, because we were just like squirting.
Squirt, squirt. And I was like, oh, no, we're getting our squirt all over the pillow feathers.
Oh, this is, we've got to edit this out. And like,
you squirted in my eye.
Oops. Oh, you squirted all over the equipment. We had to run and buy a whole new recording system.
I mean, and that costs money, you guys. Right. So think about contributing a little bit.
Yeah, once you hit the Patreon, all pros got a Patreon. Yes. The other show I do have is Jammers. Jammers is a really fun podcast. It's Selfish Help. It's with Megan Rice and Stephen Penta. That's just great. Yeah, by the time this comes out, we'll probably be on the Starburns Network, which is exciting. We just got picked up.
I love it. Yes. Yay. You guys go listen. That's great.
And then come to a show. If you're in New York or wherever the fuck hotel room we're in.
Yeah, wherever we're doing it. I'm going to be on, I think this will be out before. Oh, no, it won't. Never mind. It's going to be at Glamour Puss.
Well, when this comes out, guess what? Jessica did Glamour Puss and she crushed it and it was great.
Yeah. And look forward to our crazy hotel pop-up show.
Yeah. And the other secret thing that we can't tell you about because we're too busy squirting.
Yes. Squirt, squirt. You guys, that's all. Bye, idiots.